One of the areas of concern for road safety was child restraints.
In the area of child restraints, in those days they were really almost ejector seats. They raised the child up a little bit, and many of them actually assisted the child's ejection from the car in a crash. There was a child restraint that was put into the market which had a four-point harness, and we collected information that showed that children were dying in it, not even in crashes, because they could just slide down.
Michael Henderson commissioned the building of a crash sled in which vehicle components, dummies and child restraints were tested at high impact. It proved to be invaluable.
A particular interest of mine personally was the protection of children in crashes. I mean, they're truly the innocent victims when a car crashes. And whoever's fault it is, it's never the child's fault. In Australia, as pretty much everywhere else in the Western world, the concept of restraining children was not really understood. Now, clearly, the ordinary seatbelt is unsuitable for small children. But people, what they were doing, were buying seats mostly made by nursery equipment manufacturers. Many of them were not really installed in the car. They had hooks on them, which hooked over the seat back. But many of us knew how to make a better child seat, a safety seat. Several things we had to do. We had to develop an Australian standard, which represented proper safety for children. We had to get manufacturers interested so they'd make them. Government wasn't going to make them. And we had to do the testing to help manufacturers who had no idea how to do this kind of thing to develop seats that would meet with the standard that we were developing at the same time. So one way of starting this off was something that a program I did with Four Corners. What we did was done two sled runs, one with the child dummy in this basic hookover seat. We put the dummy in that, and then we ran the sled in a crash representing about 40, 50 kilometres an hour. And of course, what happened was that the seat came off, the dummy came out of the seat, and it slammed into the concrete block. This was filmed by Four Corners, and it was really a very dramatic demonstration of what would happen to a child who was either unrestrained or using one of these so-called child seats. In fact, it made them more likely to be ejected because it raised them up. They go straight through the windscreen. Everybody could see that. And then we ran a test with an early prototype seat that was properly bolted into a car. The child was properly restrained with five different straps all over. Ran it again. The dummy flops forward and sits back in the seat. Obviously, any injury would be absolutely minimal. That had a shattering effect. Now, that's the kind of public education I like. And it did have an enormous effect. The nursery equipment manufacturers then came and said, well, okay, tell us how to do this.